From WGCU News, I'm John Davis. Charlotte County will choose its Republican candidate for sheriff on August 30th. WGCU's Topher Voorhees reports the race includes an incumbent looking for a second term, a retired law enforcement veteran, and a Punta Gorda police officer.
Sheriff Bill Prumel was elected to office in 2012. He says he's lowered the crime rate by more than a quarter in his first term. Prumel wants to focus on mental health services now. He points to a 2016 program that takes addicts to a treatment recovery facility.
If they come in and they have a user amount of drugs on them and they hand them over to us and said, I want help, we will destroy those drugs. We're not going to charge them, and we're going to take them to get the help they need, because we're truly not going to solve the problem unless we solve the problem of addiction.
One of Prumel's challengers is Dale Richhart. Richhart has a range of experience in the Charlotte County Sheriff's Office, working in areas from crimes against children to the intelligence unit. He's also served on statewide task forces and with the U.S. Drug Enforcement Agency. He retired from the sheriff's office in 2010. Now, Richhart wants to go back to work. He says he wants deputies interacting with communities.
That's who can solve the crimes in partnership with us, bridging that gap. If you have a crime in your neighborhood or you have a drug house in your neighborhood, who can best give you the intel? You and your neighbors.
Community relations is also a part of Joe Angelini's campaign. He spent 27 years with the sheriff's office and now works with the Punta Gorda Police Department. Angelini says he wants to focus on customer service, like responding faster to non-emergency calls.
There's no way that you should sit, or your wife or your mother should sit on the side of the road in the middle of August when it's 100 degrees out here waiting for an officer to respond. That is uncalled for. Under my leadership, that would never, ever happen.
The Republican candidate chosen in the primary will face off against Democrat Jim Mello in November. Topher Voorhees, WGCU News.